Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa sallallahu ta'ala ala Sayyidina Mursaleen, wa alihi wa sahbihi, wa barak wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, my beloved brothers and sisters, we again greet you with the greeting words of the righteous. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. We have reached the 13th section of the glorious Quran. We are coming near the end of the story of Prophet Yusuf alayhi salam. It is a beautiful story which is of critical importance to us today, that Yusuf, although coming from a blessed family, found treachery in his own family. His brothers were jealous of him. His life was put in danger. He was captured, brought to a foreign land, sold like a slave, grew up in a foreign land, gained an education there, but still kept his belief in the Creator of the heavens and the earth. And Allah Azza wa Jal rescued him from the lowest level that a person could get in the prison, put down, life has no meaning, to reach the heights of prophethood. And at the end of this beautiful chapter, which is so relevant to us today, especially people living in the West, those who are living in minority situations, Muslims who find themselves surrounded by polytheists, surrounded by secularists, struggling in a dark world, these important revelations are light for us in a time of this darkness. And in the 108th verse from this chapter, Surah Yusuf, Allah gives us an important message and commanding the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him, to make it clear what this challenge is about and what is our response. The Prophet, peace be upon him, was told to say in this important verse, أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ قُلْ هَذِهِ سَبِيلِي أَدْعُو إِلَى اللَّهِ عَلَى بَصِيرَةٍ أَنَا وَمَنِ اتَّبَعَنِي وَسُبْحَانَ اللَّهِ وَمَا أَنَا مِنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ. Say, O Prophet, this is my way. I call to Allah with insight, I and those who follow me, and glory to Allah. I am not from the polytheists. And so basira, and that is the ability to see through the surface of affairs, go to the deep part, have the prophetic wisdom, seek guidance from Allah, but understand on the ground what is actually happening through the oppression of the societies. This gives us basira. And we are so much in need of this basira today in this strange world that we are living in, going through tumultuous changes within our societies. And so this beautiful chapter ends with a reminder where Allah tells us right in the last verse, لَقَدْ كَانَ فِي قَصَصِهِمْ عِبْرَةٌ لِأُولِ الْأَلْبَابِ, that in their stories there are great lessons for those who would reflect. This is not a lie. This is not a false fabrication. But this is guidance. This is detailed explanation. This is the book of Allah. And so that is so important to us because we are not studying these stories. We are not reflecting on them for falsehood or just for enjoyment. But there is ibrah. There are great lessons for us in the life of this world. And so in the 13th section, Surah to Yusuf ends and then makes a transition into Surah to Ra'd. This is the chapter of the thunder. And there are different opinions about it, whether it is Mekkiya or Madaniya, or whether it is in the Medina period, all except for a few verses. But this flows in this range of the Meccan chapters that come at the end of the Meccan period. And Allah Azza wa Jal shows us very clearly His creation, spreads it out to us, shows off the abundance fruits, shows us the pairing, Zawjain, that everything has been made in pairs. And it gives us a type of hujjah. It gives us a type of argument that we use inside of this world. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us one of the most important lessons, I believe, that comes out of this section and even in the book itself. And you'll hear it being mentioned, especially in the conditions that we are living in this world today. And that is in verse 11, where Allah tells us, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِقَوْمٍ حَتَّى يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِأَنفُسِهِمْ وَإِذَا أَرَادَ اللَّهُ بِقَوْمٍ سُوءًا فَلَا مُرَدَّ لَهُ وَمَا لَهُم مِّن دُونِهِ مِن وَالٍ. Allah tells us very clearly that surely Allah will not change the conditions of a people until they change what is in themselves. But if Allah wants evil to happen to a people, there is no turning back in this. And there is no escape from Allah. He is the guardian over all things. And so, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِقَوْمٍ حَتَّى يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِأَنفُسِهِمْ. Allah will not change the condition of a people until they change that which is in themselves. And so the internal Muslim is so important for us to reflect upon. Not to just look on the outside, not to blame the external world for all of our problems, but look inside of ourselves. Because that is the real change. We would not have been in this situation if we hadn't changed something in our hearts, the jealousy, the pride, the evil, and we will not get out of it until we turn inside and purify our hearts, struggle against the evil sicknesses in our hearts that make us proud of our color, proud of our language, of our passport, proud of our nationality, or even our school of thought, even our Islamic movement. The change comes within and then moves out. And this is a critical understanding in the world that we are living in today, because we are in a time of deception and a time of great evil. And the next chapter in this 13th section, Surah Ibrahim, this is Makkiyah, and it has some very important principles, showing us from the story of Musa alayhi salam, the oppression that he went through, and the importance of constantly striving in the path of Allah. And it brings us in the 22nd verse, a very important discussion. It takes us to the Day of Judgment. And this is when people are in the Judgment Day and punishment is coming and they're going from one side to another and they're looking for some sort of reprieve. And they see the Iblis, they see the Shaitan. And they say, help us out of this. You promised us. You promised us a way out. You gave us your story. You gave us everything that we apparently needed. And it would be said to them, وَمَا كَانَ لِيَ عَلَيْكُمْ مِنْ سُلْطَانٍ إِلَّا دَعَوْتُكُمْ فَاسْتَجَبْتُمْ لِي. The shaitan will say to people, I had no authority over you, but I called you and you came. So ultimately, the powers of the world, they have no authority over us. The call is out there. The call is coming on the internet. The call is coming through the television. The call is coming through the fashions. The call is coming through all of the temptations of this world. But ultimately, the shaitan has no power over us. It is only that we respond to the call. And Ramadan is that time to give us the training to stay away from evil, to give us that tarbiyah, that divine program of self-education, where we can develop the ability to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to stay away from the evil promptings that are coming within this society. And so this beautiful section is giving us important foundations for our Islam in this world today and giving us a warning about the evil. It is real. And it is around us. And may Allah protect us from this evil. Give us the blessings of the month of Ramadan. Help us to purify our hearts. And help us to stay out of the traps of the evil one. And continue on the righteous path like the prophets. And especially Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam. I leave you with these thoughts, and I ask Allah to have mercy on me and you. Wa akhira da'wana, and alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.